Hello, everybody, and welcome to your online nidra practice for confidence. A short and sweet nidra designed to help fill you with confidence, with that courage, inner strength, bravery, resiliency. Yes? Yes, please? So as always, take your time. Maybe you need to want to tune into a stretching audio available here on the site, maybe a breathwork video. Tend to your space. And when you're ready, just finding a Shavasana-like shape with the body, laying down or reclined. Just make sure you feel fully supported using any and all props that your body needs today to feel completely at ease. So maybe that's something under your head, a bolster or a cushion, a wrapped up yoga mat under your thighs, your knee area, just to allow the low back to release, right? Paired with that scoop of the pelvis, you got it. Arms are out to the sides, shoulders down, palms relaxed, facing up, fingers open, heels root, toes flop out to the sides, legs are hip width distance, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. Tuck the chin. Tuck yourself in, maybe something over the closed eyes. There is no rush. And once you are settled, symmetrical, shake out, squeeze out any fidgets, any adjustments. And once you've landed, how's about you take a really slow, smooth, deep breath in through your nose? Keep going. Yes. Hold at the top for 3, 2, 1. Opened mouth sigh. Big release. Empty fully. Again, a big belly breath in. Take your time. Nourish every part of you with air, with oxygen, with prana. Keep going. Holding at the top for 3, 2, 1. Add some noise. Stick out your tongue. Unravel the jaw. Big release. Empty fully. Last one, huge belly breath in, drink it up, low belly to crown of the head, hold, and sigh, big release, cleansing exhale. And let the body be breathed, and allow yourself to sink into the ground. Allow your body to let go. Yoga Nidra is a practice of restful alertness, right? The body is relaxed, the body can fall asleep, but the mind, the subconscious, is actively listening to my words. So, your subconscious and my voice, my vibe, we're good friends, right? So let my voice be this friendly, expectationless rope that connects you to this entire practice. No effort required. Remember, if you do happen to fall asleep, don't worry. That's what you need today. You will still receive all of the benefits of your practice. And as I mentioned, your subconscious will be following along one word, one breath at a time. So let's begin by simply starting to notice the sounds around you. Move your attention from sound to sound. And don't worry about labeling the source. Just notice what noise, what do you hear from outside of this room, if anything at all. What noises can you hear close by, maybe in this room or inside of your body? Just notice. Hear and feel your heartbeat. And as you do, I want you to think of a time, first thing that pops up, bubbles up for you, when you felt at ease and calm. A time when challenges in your life felt totally manageable. You felt capable of handling any obstacle that came in your way, your path. Think of how that felt, how that feels in your body, to be completely at ease, calm, capable. How does that feel, or how did that feel in your body, in your stomach, in your heart, in your throat? What words describe this feeling, this experience? And let's make a group intention for this practice based on that feeling, that inner experience, right? Repeating after me three times, allowing my words to become yours, ours. I move through challenge with ease and grace. I move through challenge with ease and grace. I move through challenge with ease and grace. Now, think of a flower. First flower that comes up, bubbles up, pops up. Imagine the color of the petals. Picture the flower's shape, even its smell. And now bring to mind a bowl full of these flowers. You will gently be placing these flowers onto your body. Begin by placing a flower on the palm of your right hand, right in the middle. Feeling this space blessed, anointed by the flower. Flower to the tip of the right thumb, right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right little finger. A flower to the right wrist, right elbow crease, to the top of the right shoulder, under the arm, onto your right side ribs, the right hip bone, the right thigh, the right knee, the top of the shin, the right ankle, top of the right foot, a flower to the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Now place a flower on the palm of your left hand, and a flower to the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left pinky finger. A flower anoints the left wrist, the left elbow crease, on the top of the left shoulder, under the left arm, onto the left side ribs, the left hip bone, the left thigh, knee, top of the shin, the left ankle, the top of the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left fifth toe. Lay a flower on the crown of your head. Place another on the back of your head, in the spot where the base of your skull and your neck meet. And place flowers all the way down your spine, one for each vertebra. Place a flower on the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, on the back of the right upper arm, the back of the left upper arm, a flower on the back of the lower right arm, lower left arm, back of the right hand, back of the left. Place a flower on either side of the lower back ribs, the back of the hips, each glute, back of the thighs, back of both knees, the calves, to the heels of both feet. Now take two flowers and place them on the sides of your low belly. Place a flower in your navel, your upper belly, and another right over your heart. Gently lay a flower on your throat center. Place a petal on each of your lips. Lay petals over your closed eyes. And carefully place a closed bud on the space between your eyebrows, the space we call the third eye. Imagine the whole body covered in flowers. Their smell is familiar, soothing and calming. The whole body anointed in flowers. And bring awareness now to your natural breath. feel the inhales and exhales flow through you. Imagine that you can smell the fragrance, the essence of the flowers that were laid on your body, taking in the healing scent of the flowers, watching your breath, the inhale and the exhale. And with each exhale, count backwards from 17 to 1. Remain aware. If you lose track, simply begin again at 17. You may not get all the way to 1. That's okay. Exhaling, 17. Exhaling, 16, and so on. Breath, awareness, the healing scent of the flowers, all journeying together. Wherever you are, release the count and imagine your body lying in peaceful stillness under the sun. The warm sun's rays hitting every inch of your body. Awaken the feeling of heat in your body. Warm, bright daylight, hot sun. Now imagine being surrounded by snow and ice, a cold dampness in your muscles down to your bones. Awaken the feeling of coldness in your body. Cool, dark night, cold ice. Now feel that warmth again of the sun's rays on your skin. Absorb the bright, warm energy into your body. And feel coldness, damp ice against your skin. Awaken an icy cold in the body. Feel bright, warm heat. Feel dark, cold ice. Feel warmth. Feel coldness, and see if you can feel both warm and cold at the same time. Allow sun, and ice to exist together. Feel both at the same time, hot and cold. Welcome both into your body and observe what happens here. Now let's take a journey through the imagination. Imagine that the dark space in front of your eyes is a movie screen. The screen is as high and as wide as the inner eye can see. And I will now list objects for you to visualize on this screen. See if you can allow these images to come and go without analyzing them. If there's any trouble picturing one, that's okay. Simply move on to the next. A full moon. A large dog. Cup of tea. Laugh line. Burning candle. Spilled drink. Pool of turquoise water. Cassette tape. Dew on a yellow leaf. A set of dice. A claw. Seaweed. The laugh of a child. Bus stop. Car keys. Rocking chair. An antique clock face. A mask. Dried flowers. Dusty dictionary. Phone call. A first kiss. Toenail polish. A hug from a friend. Burnt popcorn. Blazing fire. Cobblestone bridge. Swallowing the wrong way. A pink rose. The smell of a thunderstorm. Peppermint candy. Chopsticks. Doorbell. Windshield wipers. Tripping on a step. Empty pen. Crowd laughing. A dark cave. A scented sticker. Drive to work. Christmas lights. Bright sun. A trail of flowers. Medieval night. A deep exhale. Pot of gold. A hand on your shoulder. Wiggly tooth. A bushy tail. A beautiful sunset. Imagine sitting on a grassy hill, looking at the beautiful sunset. The bright orange light causes you to squint and smile. Look around you. Notice the plants surrounding you, the blades of grass against your skin. Hear the gentle breeze, perhaps the buzz of bees, the chirps of the birds. Notice all of the details in this colorful, vibrant, and peaceful space around you. Now lie down on the grass. Lie down and let go. Nowhere to be. There is all the time in the world. Close your eyes and enjoy being in this relaxing environment. Imagine your body laying on that hill, feeling yourself letting go. Allow the earth to support you. You are at peace here. And as you lay here, allowing your subconscious to bring to the surface any fears that you feel, that you know are holding you back, are keeping you small, your light dim, allow them to pop up, bubble up naturally, releasing these fears. Every exhale, a letting go. Every inhale, an opportunity to make new space. Space for confidence, clarity, courage, and beautiful vulnerability. Fully supported, releasing fears, worries, uncertainties, doubt. Let it go. Now come back to your body lying on the floor and bring your awareness to your inner heart space. Sensing your heartbeat once again. And let's return to the intention that we set at the beginning of our practice, repeating it together 3 more times. I move through challenge with ease and grace. I move through challenge with ease and grace. I move through challenge with ease and with grace. Bring your awareness back to the room, your space. And begin to deepen your breath. Yeah, coming back to your body this moment. If you feel called to, ready, you can make small movements with your fingers, your toes. Let your body tell you how it would like to move or not as you come out of this shavasana, this practice. Take your time coming out to this new space with no rush, not disrupting this calm that you've created here today. Take your time. Thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide today in this online nidra practice. As always, with hands at my heart center, I bow to you all. The light in me sees the light in you. And the practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.